wanted to write a 500-word article to be published in the Daily Mail.
Hey!
Wonders will never cease. We'll see what page it's on, mind you. Somewhere near page 48. I hope not. But it's great to be here, great to be with you, because one thing that we've learned in the last year, if any of us were in any doubt about it, this country, everything we do here, everything we make, public services that we provide, quality of life we enjoy, and the living standards we aspire to, all depend on business. Business creates the wealth in our country. And that's why business, the enterprise, and the entrepreneurship that creates and drives business is the foundation stone, is the platform on which our country stands, and it provides the well-being of every community. And that's why I am delighted as the business secretary to be here today and to be launching this competition for enterprising young Brits, because this is what the government supports, this is what we are engaged in, this is what my day job is all about. Not because business relies on government to keep it going, business relies on individuals, it relies on innovation to keep renewing it, but because government has an essential job in making sure that we create and preserve the right environment in which enterprising young spirits and entrepreneurial people can set up and grow businesses. And I think that the achievements of the past nominees and winners have been remarkable. I've been reading a little bit about them and what these young people are doing to take their ideas and to turn them into thriving business organisations, creating employment and wealth for the country as a whole to enjoy, as well as, quite rightly, reward for themselves. Now, over the last 18 months or so, with the financial crisis that hit us in the recession that ensued, what British business has shown has been incredible resilience and incredible determination to weather this storm and to emerge possibly sometimes a little leaner, but also sometimes a bit fitter on the other side of the storm that has hit us. And it is that drive and that ingenuity which it is absolutely essential for us to maintain and sustain as we lock in the recovery. We haven't done it yet, but we are doing it. To create the conditions in place for us to build on that recovery once we're through this storm. And I think the point I want to mention is if people want to know, if they want to understand why Britain as a whole, why our economy as a whole is so resilient, why it is so robust, it is partly because of the open and competitive markets that we have created at the heart of our economy that enable new, young, innovative, thrusting companies to come into those markets to challenge the incumbents which are already there. Absolutely essential for our model, our economic model in this country. But also because what we have built up over time are real capabilities, capabilities of enterprise, knowledge generation,